Welcome to the Monday Nooner Senior Hockey Top 10 show for this week. The boys are all back together. Fellas, I'm back after a week off. Shout out to Millsy for filling in. I just want to say off the top, I missed 1 week, and the Central Butte Flyers going to hop right in. Make their way all the way into like the top, what was it, top six, top seven?
Did you see the numbers of how many downloads last week? Like, people don't really get it, but it's like real time data, and you see for people from wherever they're from and how many people listen to us. And it actually was up by, if I went percentage wise, it's probably a 8% lift belts.
That's after. One nice thing when Boz is in here, we can play real loose.
Oh,
fast and loose. It probably went up because people saw your grammar on the post when you sent it out, and they're like, the boys are mangled, better tune in.
Yeah, that's exactly
the cervix senior top 10.
Hey. From typing it from Mexico.
Yeah. Title sponsor.
Mainline. King of Trucks, worth the drive every time. GM and Chrysler, all of the locations.
Chrysler stores up to $16,000 off MSRP remaining 2023. That's crazy. And then Rosetown GM, so the GM store, I'm sure Kindersley GM, better than employee pricing. Financing as low as, Shane?
0%. And that is crazy. And I got to say why. I had a buddy of mine he sent me a picture of, he's looking at a different brand. Send me a picture. Best rate they would give him is 7.7%.
Whoa.
That is crazy. The amount of money that tax. Oh man, that 0%. Unreal.
If this was live on YouTube and we had like a quick editing GIF or GIF machine, when you said that we could have had that Trudeau clapping at that women's game yesterday.
So bad.
Just be pumped 7%.
Yeah. Boz was on it though. He picked it and got it tweeted out. That was really good.
Okay. GM and Kindersley trying to push their used hard. They got lots of used hard. New year, new price. Used prices marked down up to $7,900. That's at Kindersley. Ooh. GM. All the GM stores, that's Kindersley, Rosetown, and then Rosetown, also Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. Watrous, that's called Manitou Mainline. In Watrous, Dodge, Ram, Jeep, Chrysler. And then also the same rub in Saudi. That's the new store in Saudi. Love the Mainline group.
Bunch of weapons.
Hey, I want to get into something right off the hop, and that's our bracket challenge, because Friday, probably today when you're hearing this, is the deadline to enter in the bracket challenge. I do know that. Yeah, it's going really strong. Before we talk about that, how about we mention the sponsors? You got some mentions there, Belts. I know Crazy Charlie's, right? They're on board.
The boys over there, yeah. Great store. You know what? Cam and the crew over there, they got local team, right? That's what we're all about. Local squad there. They build a ton. I know it's kind of weird for some people. They build a ton of sheds and a ton of garages. Just their niche, right? And they have they're really good at it. They're super competitive. And that's kind of their thing. They also, Cam always tells me, they also have the lowest priced composite decking in Canada right now. So hit them up, Crazy Charlie's Building Supplies. Tell them you heard about it on the Nooner. We'd appreciate it. And great guys. We also got your boys there, Boz, Grain Bin Direct.
Yeah, Devin Spencer, general manager out there of Grain Bin Direct. Hopper bin specialists. Farmers, if you need some new hopper bins set up, you can book them with Grain Bin Direct. Winter special pricing is in effect right now. They deal all over Western Canada. They are based out of Saskatoon, but they'll go anywhere in the prairies to do business. And they have the best setup crews in the biz. Not only are they great at setting up bins, Devin's a former senior hockey weapon goaltender for many, many years out there.
Setup crew, something I would never be able to do. Like, at any time I've ever hired someone to come and set shit up, it just drives me insane. And then you show up to a place to set something up and it's not the way it was described. And then it's like, oh, fuck, there's a slant. Oh, yeah. Or, oh, it's muddy back there or shit like that. So setup crew, so key. Big shout out to setup crew guys.
Big setup crew. Yeah. Lots of extra great coffees for those guys.
Grainbindirect.com if you want to get the ball rolling on some new bins out there. And then GB Construction, we've talked about them for 3.5 years. absolute beauties in Kipling, but doing work construction wise all over Western Canada. They're buzzing.
Al said we are going to do a lunch or some appies and a few GWs at some point, but he's just so busy. I bet you he's Barrett Jackson guy right around now, heading down to Phoenix. Barrett Jackson, eh?
Just starting. I'll start the bid at 100.
Oh, he's been just working out, just fit, tanned, walking in. What did you buy? Oh, I could set the bat car. I bought the bat car.
Batmobile. Hey, boys, we also got, not your guys' niche, but we also got G&S Marina out of Rowan's Ravine. They're offering a fishing package for this thing, which I think is pretty cool. I know a lot of guys that listen and play hockey out in the country out there, they're into this stuff too. But 2-day fishing trip, carp fishing from shore. Barney likes to call them suckers, kind of like that, but they're huge. It's real fun. A night in their little cabin there. And Donna and Rob Schultz, G&S Marina, they take great care of you. If you guys want to book like a walleye trip out there, pike, anything, they do it all. He's been on tons of like national TV shows with fishing and stuff. So he's a big deal in the industry, and he's really good at what he does. So give him a shout.
Can you can't eat carp though, right?
Well, apparently you can. Like I heard people do. Like I wouldn't. It makes me kind of gag. But people do eat them, I guess.
So like, sorry, I know suckers are
no,
different,
it's fine.
But I remember, so like where I grew up is right by the river in Saskatoon, right? Well, on the west side.
Suckers in there.
And yeah, so as kids, we used to go to like these weird docks or underneath the bridges.
Yeah.
Cement. And these fucking stupid fish would be sucking the sea, the crap off
the
concrete.
Rocks. Yeah.
I don't know. Is that not seaweed, but whatever that shit is.
Yeah, it would be something like that.
And there'd be some freaking huge ones.
Yeah, they're huge.
And as a kid, you're like, why isn't anyone eating these? Like, I don't know. They're in the freaking, what else are they supposed to eat down there? And everyone's like, no, they're gross. Then once in a while, you'd see like a different nationality or whatever out there. And it's like, that's, hey.
If they eat them.
See, maybe we're missing something here.
Missing the boat.
That's why I got last week. Sorry. I got carp and suckers mixed up again, because I'm not fisher guy.
That's right.
I don't know.
That's right. No, it's good. But yeah, no, that's a great prize. And anybody that wins that, that's into that stuff, will really enjoy that. It's fun.
I think maybe Last Mountain's hooking us up with some
prizing
as well. And we're going to do some Nooner merch maybe to some of the top bracketologists out there. So shout out to Last Mountain Distillery. We've got lots of great specialties this time of year.
Really, really, really good cocktails out there. What did you guys end up after the holiday season? And it's been a few weeks since I've had one, but I'm totally having one tomorrow. The whiskey. What is it? The
wine finish?
Toffee.
Red wine finish.
Oh, the toffee.
Salted caramel.
Salted caramel. Mm-hmm. Whiskey. I was just thinking about that. I'm like, just because the holidays are over, that doesn't mean I got to stop. Hey, and kudos to anyone that can stop drinking in January, especially if you have kids in hockey. That's a tough one.
Especially if you go to Vegas for 4 days.
Ooh.
Tough time to quit as well. Tough time to quit.
You were delayed. You're probably the guy we talked about in the airport with your rider jersey on and cargo shorts, double fisting in the airport lounge.
Anytime you're in Denver on your way to Vegas, it's not ideal. And anytime on my way home, I'm like, okay, I'm not drinking today. And then I got laid over for 3 hours on the way home. So what do? You go to Chili's in Calgary.
You should have paid for the lounge pass, which was probably half of what you paid, and just sat in there and guzzled for free and ate meatballs.
Yeah. Well, I'm still recovering, because not only was I in Vegas, but I also was at a bachelor party in Calgary on the way home. So I'm still moving a little bit slow here this week. It's been a full week recovery. Yeah, I was at the Leafs Flames game, easy over, boots on the ground.
As Chad Reach would say, really treating yourself, hey? Really treating yourself.
Hey, but bracket challenge, the deadline, like I mentioned, Friday, I think I said 6 o'clock before any of the, because there's some provincial games that fire up on Friday. I do want to say one entry per person. We have ways of knowing if you're entering multiple times. Even if you use a different email, we can catch on to that shit. So don't try to pull a fast one on us.
I like you said that, because I like that I can see the emails that come back like, oh, sorry, I didn't know if my first one went through, right? That's the excuse all the time.
So I actually, anyone with multiple entries, I went and emailed them. I was like, hey, you entered multiple times. I'm just going to take your last one. And the reason I did that, and I think it's fair, is because we released the contest before the Balcaris Musiman game. And then the deadline was after game one. So people that maybe took Musiman were like, ah, fuck, I should have taken Balcaris. So then they were putting in a second entry. So then I decided we'll just delete the first one because they probably want to go with the second one. That's probably why they redid it.
Yeah.
So I get why people redid it. They redid it. It was kind of odd, the fact that the deadline was after that game. So, but yeah, one entry per person. We're deleting all your old ones. Don't like be smart about it. I know Dallas Folk's wife didn't actually enter, but he was smart enough to use her name in her email.
Right? What's her name?
I mean, she's a rocket.
I think Brittany, Mrs. maybe.
Folk. Mrs. Brittany. Folk.
Mrs. Nice Mrs. F, yeah.
Mrs. F. I know this isn't, but you know who else we could probably hit up for a prize? And I just thought of this. I'm dumb. We might as well give him a plug over here. Donnie, you're in. Extreme Hockey and Sport. Beauty partners of the Monday Nooner. They still have probably like 10 Nooner shirts. If anyone wants merchandise for whatever or hoodies, they got a few hoodies too. Extreme Hockey in Regina, and they ship, and then they still have a few sticks. If I just broke one last week, so I went and got another one for
Big blackout. Friday.
I gotta cut it. That reminds me, I gotta cut it before the skate this afternoon.
Big match.
$129.99 blackout one piece, same sticks that you'll pay $300 plus for. So Extreme Hockey and Sport, big plug for those guys.
Yeah, that's a lot of let's get into the show. A little high and tight twirl. We're 10 or 15 in, but did all the, you know, when you're like emceeing something, we just got through the housekeeping. Now we're ready for the program, right? Now we're ready for the speeches and the toasts. We're through all the preamble. So let's fire it up. Where do you guys want to go? What do you want to talk about?
I'll start at the Qu'Appelle Valley. No. You know where I'm starting, and they're getting their dues, because this could be the game of the week in Saskatchewan senior hockey. You guys will never guess where it's going to go down. Saturday night.
Sask East.
St. Brew and District Recreation Center, the St. Brew Lake Lenoir Rivals. They are playing host to the Tisdale Ramblers. This is for first place in that league, the Sweetland.
Yee?
All the marbles, I think, from what I read anyway. But they're both tied, and this is pretty much the last weekend of games.
Wow.
Tisdale and St. Brew in the Sweetland. Hey, get this. 4 o'clock Saturday puck drop. That is the Hawaiian breakfast special.
No, that's a good time, because you know after that, you're going to get at her. That's a good time. You're going to have a little Johnny. Supper and just continue on deep into the night.
That's the girlfriend and wives come out to that game, because it's still decent.
They're
time.
All dolled up.
Really, really, really looking forward to that one. All right. You guys can give the Sweetland their dues, leading the show.
Hey, how about Big Sexy? We know Musiman lost to Balcaris in provincials last week, and that was our lone provincial game. Good game. I watched it on Home Team Live, at least a good chunk of it. Shout out Home Team Live. You have to pay a little bit more, but like literally 20 times the quality of Live Barn. You know how shitty Live Barn can be
really?
In some rinks?
Yeah.
It's literally a high definition camera. Like it's the quality of saying.
What's it called?
Home Team Live.
Home Team Live.
Top notch. But yeah, Balcaris Musiman. Just a few thoughts on that provincial game before I talk Big Six. I don't think Musiman has faced a team as big and strong and tough as Balcaris. I think it was a little bit of an eye opener. Balcaris has some big boys on the back end and big forwards as well. But Musiman, more of a speedy small team. And I found that maybe Musiman's top guys were getting a little tired out. They were riding the horses pretty hard.
Gubba builds a heavy squad.
So Balcaris wins that game. They actually were up 3-2. Musiman made it 3-2 late, and then looked like they were going to pull the goalie, and then Balcaris tucked one to go up 4-2. So interesting series there. It was nice to see the Musiman rink full on Home Team Live. But yeah, Big Six. Musiman actually dropped their first game of the year last weekend in league play as well. This was the night before provincials. They lost 4-3 in Redvers. against the Rockets. So Mooseman with two losses last weekend, one in league, one in provincials. They do still sit first overall at 12-1. Red versus 12-2. So that's going to come down to the wire. And the Big Six still has two full weekends of regular season play. I know some leagues are already in playoffs like the Sask Valley, but still a couple weeks in the rag season out in the Big Sexy.
Not a cue boy.
Want to go to the cue boys. You know what's funny about that? We saw a tweet that people were thinking I wasn't going to have any picks because no D3 were in provincials, but I think I got good picks. We'll see. We'll see how the bracket challenge buzzes out. But
another year you don't make, you miss the deadline, eh? All the talk about coming back, all the talk.
Oh, yeah, come, yeah. Good. I don't want to assign me. I think I'm garbage, which I am, but nobody would give me a chance.
I thought for sure you were going to play this year.
Yeah, nobody would give me a rip, so I'm out.
Especially after Brisky played and we had him on.
I skated with Ollie. I thought maybe, but he thought, holy man, this guy's terrible. So
if I wouldn't have been fucking hurt all year up until last week and I could have skated with you more, I would have went out with you. Maybe that's our goal next year.
Talk is cheap, boys. Talk is cheap.
I'm not going out and playing in the Coppell Valley like Millsy did, I'll tell you that.
No way. Anyway, we head over there. My boys in Hodgeville got absolutely shit pumped this weekend, losing all three games. So they leave it wide open. I think it's called the Wood River Division over there. They leave it open. And your boys, Cinnaboya, even though they got four losses, they're only 2 points back. They had a good weekend, went 2-0. So it's tight in the queue going into the – there's two weekends left and one midweek game. So it's tight in there. You never know who's going to win. Cornac, they're up 5 points in that in the Sioux division. So I think they might have that locked up. They've been playing pretty well. So a couple weekends left in the queue before Div 3 buzzes in the playoffs.
Playoffs. I'd like to know where a lot of those guys went and played provincials.
There's some good players in it. Like I did get a couple texts about Div 3 pumping their own tires saying, we talked about it on the show, that it's a lot better hockey than, you know, probably when I played. They're saying, oh, it is. It's so good now. So I don't know. I haven't watched it.
Allegedly. Can I give a Div 3 shout out to the Crossroads? Four team league, a little four banger out there. Kindersley Kodiaks have won three in a row. They're hot right now. They sit 6-5, good for middle of the pack. Everyone's still chasing the Doddsland Stars. They're 8-2. Marischak's boys out there. Four wins in a row for the Stars and some of the best jerseys in the province. And some of their guys are playing provincials, I believe, in Macklin, actually. But Brad Buckingham, I believe.
Lindsay's grandson. They have really nice color combo, like the Jansen Jets. I'd like to see the Jets all decked out. But Doddsland has the shells. I don't think they have gloves. They look good, though, except they still drink Bud Light, those absolute clowns. Come on.
Here's a good doubleheader out there this weekend. In one game, Crawford heads into Kindersley. And then the other game, they play both Friday and Saturday, a home-and-home with Looseland and Doddsland. So they're going to go Friday in Looseland and Saturday in Doddsland. Really tight league. Four teams only. Looseland only has one win, but they've been in a lot of games. I wouldn't be surprised if Looseland sneaks one from Doddsland this weekend. There's a hot take at like +400 in the Play Now Sportsbook.
I like the four pack there. Hey, Western Sales, John Deere dealers all over the Sask Valley Hockey League. Western Sales, now's the time to start thinking about next year. The new programs. Playoffs. Programs are rolling in, some discounts, some new gear. We got to get a new read from Western Sales, but
yeah, they got to give us some.
Now's the time. John Deere season. Always John Deere.
Old
season.
Billy Bob loves Charlene out there in the Sask Valley.
Yes. So they got, dealerships in. I'll go Elrose, Rosetown, Outlook, Davidson.
Central Butte, your boys. How could you forget them?
The Butte. The Butte.
Bigger,
all right.
Bigger Nats. They're already in playoffs.
Playoffs?
Are they?
Yeah. So it's weird because, well, not weird, but they've got six teams in each division. So how they're doing it is the top two in each division get a bye. and then the other eight play off for four spots. Like it's so right now, it's the three and six in each division, and the four and five in each division are playing off to get into like the
that started this weekend.
It started already, yeah. Or it starts this weekend. Sorry.
Yeah, because I was going through last weekend.
Okay. Sorry. Craig,
7-4 over Rosetown. We had that circled on the old calendar. Central Butte kept rolling, 9-5 win against Outlook. But then we talked about it, Shane, with Millsy, Central Butte, and Davidson Saturday. Big the game. Rematch. Big rematch. We put it on the board. It was the game of the week, and it was Davidson in
How
Central
bad?
Butte. 4-2. Corey Allen. Tori Allen, Derek Allen, they took over. Phoenix Pripik.
Yeah,
what a name. Pripik. Phoenix, double P.
I think Mike's boy.
Pripik.
F you.
Yeah, so huge game. Davidson takes it against Central Butte. So then, yeah, like you said, the playoffs are starting this.
They already started. It started Thursday night. Started. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, started last night.
There you cool. go, Eston. Yeah. So, the East Division, Central Butte's the sixth seed.
Wow. We had them high.
Sixth in their division. Number seven in the province, but number six in their division.
They
got the Lorburn 19ers this weekend.
That's a tough one.
Tough game.
Out of the gate.
Who do you guys like there?
Ooh. Going with my boys, the Butte.
I don't know. It's tough.
Going with Butte. I'm going to get her done.
So it says that these series are a modified best of three. So does that mean if it's one game each, it like goes to overtime to move on or what?
Listen,
is that what the modified best of three is?
There's so many dumb rules right now. My McFederich is coaching the B team, like the team below the AA girls team. He's coaches that call it A or whatever the hell they call it. Anyway, he's in provincials. They won their first game. So they're playing the other Regina team to go into the finals for the provincials. So he tells me that if they lose game two, no ice clean, goes to 3-on-3 for 10 minutes, not
mini
sudden
game.
Death.
Yeah, that's what the modified 3-on-3 is in.
Yeah, zeroed out and away. Like,
I love
like,
that.
Well, how do you
I love
play
it.
That? I'd just be full offense, Frick, and try to win that thing 9-8.
I love it. I remember as a kid, like this would have been Novice or Adam playing in either Borden or Radisson in a tournament, and it was overtime, but overtime wasn't sudden death. It was like 5 minutes. I just thought about that the other day. That's so funny.
Or when you're back in the day when you're playing like the two total points, like 8-4, and you got to pull the goalie because you need the ninth goal.
Can I tease our guest for next week's show? I'll just say, country music superstar from Canada joins us and talks a lot about hockey. His dad was a weapon goaltender playing senior hockey, and he talked about the 2-point total. Yeah. So
is that what they're doing?
So
Did you think that's
the modified best of three, as far as I know, is that if each team wins one game, it goes into a 10-minute mini game. They did this last year in provincials as well. I don't think they did it in A. I think they did it in the other ones. Maybe is that right?
I've heard of it.
So yeah, if game one ends in a tie, it stays a tie, and then the winner of game two wins the series. Right. If each team wins one, it goes to a 10-minute, not sudden death, but a 10-minute mini game. So that's what. From what
that'd
I understand,
be like entertaining.
What the Sask Valley. So the Sask Valley this weekend, it kind of reminds me of the old Survivor series they used to have in like the AA league and stuff. It's like you win this weekend, you win your series, best out of three modified mini game, you move on to the quarterfinal. So that's what's going on in the Valley this weekend. You get Central Butte and Lorburn in the East bracket, and then you get Crake and Outlook in the East as well to move on to play Keniston and Davidson. In the West, Lucky Lake and Eston play, Delisle and Rosetown play, and the winners of those two series are going to get Kyle and Dinsmore in the final eight out there. So big weekend of mini games and a whole bunch going on out there in the Sask. I kind of like it. It's different.
I do too. I
like it.
And I'm thinking, Shink, if you know your role and you're like, I'm definitely like the seventh forward or I'm the fourth D, you're like, gloves off, loosen the skates. I've done all I can do for you. I've done all I can do, fellas. You know you're not going out.
Before we move on, want to shout out Logan McVeigh. He won the scoring title out there, 49 points. And Matthew Jones, local in Dinsmore, won the Rocket Richard, 33 goals in 16 games for the Dynamos.
Nice. Hey,
mini game season.
Schmoes. Twin Rivers, a league I can't figure out. If I was gambling on this league, I'd be losing so much money. Play Now Sports. I'll let you do the reading a bit, Brandon, but official sports book of the Monday Nooner. Teams are just beating everybody here. I like this one game, though. Cudworth, Tricky Maroons, love their colors, love their name. 7-3 over Allen last weekend. Shout out, leading the way for the Tricky Maroons with 2-2. Tanner Hendricks, love his family's gin. Graham, Filio, something like that. I think I totally butchered that. So the Twin Rivers, it's coming down to the crunch time there. Birchill still leading the East. I don't think they're going to be caught. Willow Crees 4 points up on Rostern with a game in hand. But I think that's, even if they tie, I don't know who holds the proverbial tiebreaker there. This weekend, she's all wrapped up. And it's Clavette, Cudworth. See, Dalmany Allen, not a lot of sexy games. Birchhills and Dalmany go at it Sunday at 2:30, an early one. That will be a good one. That one's in Dalmany. So Twin Rivers winding down. I predict there Rostern is going to surprise and
Esky
take the league. Big prediction guy.
Big shot in the dark.
Yeah. All right.
Let's rip over to the mud while Bozis is scouting his screen there. Here's what I like about the mud. Div 5.
Nothing.
Going into the last weekend.
Div 5.
Last weekend, Maple Creek beats Shaunavon in overtime. So Shaunavon gets 1 point. So they're up by 1 point. They're first right now. Gull Lake is second. They've got one game at hand. So Gull Lake plays Maple Creek off game Friday. Then last game of the year. So if Gull Lake wins, they're up by one. Last game of the year, Gull Lake and Shaunavon.
Oh, wow.
To get the bye.
Ooh.
So that's kind of cool. Like, it's nice that it's down to that. Leader, they're out of it. But Maple Creek, they're right in the middle of the mix. Your boys, Barney, right? They're just
You never know
what they're going to do.
They're playing for me
this year. Coming on strong. They know we like the bathroom out there on the highway. if they win it, they got to go out there and take a picture.
Oh, that trophy picture by the stinky bathroom. I love it.
So, yeah, really cool weekend for the last weekend of the mud. Set up the playoffs, and we'll have more on that once that's all set.
Playoffs.
If anyone's driving west from Regina on that number one and you have to stop there, you got to snap a picture and tag the Nooner on whatever.
Yeah,
social.
And I know there's lots. I've talked to lots of people that are like, oh, we're going to Calgary in a couple weeks, tournament, a couple weeks, tournament, 3 weeks, we've got a tournament in Calgary. So, hey, when you're buzzing through there, you know your wife's going to want to stop.
Like, we should talk to McLeod or the boys at Extreme Hockey and get the world's stinkiest bathroom shirts and just give them out.
We shouldn't get shirts. We should buy a billboard just outside of Maple Creek.
Yeah.
World's stinkiest bathroom that way.
Tune into the Monday Nooner.
Just make them famous.
Anyone's got a line on a billboard out there. That's a great idea.
He's a plywood.
Hey, are you done out there, Belts?
I'm done. That's it for the mud, Div 5.
Sask West Hockey League. I think this might be the last weekend. That might be one more after this, but getting down to the end where two games each kind of thing for every team in the Sask West. The Wilkie Outlaws 16-0. I think they wrap up the regular season this weekend, looking to go a perfect 18-0. One thing of note that stood out to me, Hafford has moved into second. The Kindersley Senior Clippers are limping into the playoffs. They've lost four games in a row down the stretch. So I mentioned Wilkie's first at 16-0 belts. Yep. Look at this. 2, 3, 4, 5. From the 2 seed to the 7 seed, there's a 3-point gap.
Wow.
In 6 playoff positionings in the Sasquatch. So
teams like Halford,
Kindersley, Bigger, Macklin, Edam, all within 3 points. So a lot of jockeying for position going to be happening this weekend. It's a play now, pick 'em. You could just
is it jostling or chucking darts?
Did I say jockeying?
You said jockeying. Is it jockeying or jostling?
Jockeying.
Belts, you should know.
Jockeying for position.
There you go.
You're not going to be jostling position.
Yeah. Who's jostling?
Who's jostling?
People that are running rickshaws.
Oil wrestling for position.
I've actually never really thought about that saying and what it means, but now it does kind of make sense, right?
It is. Like you always said, Boz, the odds maker guy would be kind of cool to have on. And the reason I say that, I took the long shots all weekend and I only won one of them. Like the Chiefs, KC, because my son's big, so we bet them all the time. But I lost the other two games, and I thought, oh, for sure. Like, I thought Tampa was going to win for sure, but those odds makers, they got her. They're good.
You guys can go suck a massive, you know what? Jostle for position means to compete with others
really?
To get into or more favorable position.
What is
jockeying? Oh, if it's on Google, it's got to be true. If someone is jockeying for position, they are using whatever method they can in order to get in a better position than their rivals.
So it's a double.
To me, I thought it was like a horse race thing, because you know a horse race is kind of like you're trying to get in and out of the lanes and getting boxed out and stuff. I thought
now we got jockeying, jostling.
Yeah,
Dean saw.
Rickshaw,
are buzzing.
Rough shot.
The more you know.
What's the other one?
I learned more in this show than I did in school.
What's it got? Okay.
Rough shot. One more thing, Sasquatch. This article was sent to me. A guy who just has a nose for the net, as they say. Brock Harrison going to win another scoring title in the Sasquatch. He was actually awarded a couple of weeks or about a month ago, awarded the Sasquatch Hockey League all-time leading scorer, and he was given a little memento, as they say. Is it memento or?
There we go.
But yeah, all-time leading scorer in the Sasquatch, and he's pushing 40, and he could win another one this series. 6 points up on his teammate, Brett Baim.
They would be stupid when he retires not to do a Brock Harrison bobblehead night. Be stupid.
Big flow guy.
Why wouldn't a team? Okay, quickly. I'm going to move in and I'm going to take it a little bit sideways here, high and tight style. I want to give a shout out to just quickly the standings, what's going on in the North Central Hockey League in Alberta. Westlock, they're in first in the North Division, and the Red Deer Rustlers, Wetaska Wind, Longhorns, Lacombe Generals, they're all tied in the South Division.
Jostling.
Camrose, yeah, big jostlers. Camrose is at the bottom of that division, but lots going on in that North Central Hockey League in Alberta. Playoffs are going to be absolutely tight. Lots of parity. And then the other one I want to give a plug to, standings in the Tiger Hills Hockey League out in Manitoba this week. Killarney, love that name, leads the East Division. Being on the heels of them is Minnedosa. And then down in the West, Minneota Elkhorn, they're leading. Verdun chasing them. There's a lot of teams in this Tiger Hills League, boys. They got 16 teams, 16 jockeyers going at it. So a couple of out-of-province leagues. Just some updates there.
How many teams and leagues, Boz, in Canada?
I don't know.
Oh, I'm just saying. Like, how many, I bet? It's going to be
fun. Honestly, there's more. I would say there's more leagues and teams in Saskatchewan than the rest of Canada combined.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah.
If there's 112 teams in Saskatchewan, there's maybe 200 in Canada total with the Saskatchewan.
You saw it here first.
I would bet 2 units that within the month, Boz is going to be all banged up one night, get the answer to that question.
Project, a little pet project, yeah.
Okay. That'd be interesting.
Long Lake Hockey League. Known as the one of the premier leagues in the province, the Wadena Wildcats have lost another game. 6-5 in overtime to Foam Lake. I think Wadena actually tied it super late, about 20 ticks on the clock. They tied it up, and then Aiden Bullich won it in overtime for Foam Lake. So those two teams running roughshod a little bit on the league. Wadena's 14-1-1, so just one loss in regulation, one loss in overtime is still pretty impressive in a league of that, you know, where anybody can beat anybody. Foam Lake, though, 12-3-1, so they're no slouch either.
I can't Wynyard, figure that league. Can't figure that league out, man.
Well, you can't even count Wynyard out. They're 9-5-1. Drake's 7-9, probably going for the three-peat in Senior A is what's on their mind. But yeah, the Leroy Braves sit in the basement. It looks like that's where they're going to finish as well. Just an absolute abomination of a season out there. Just totally disappointing for Leroy. Can't One has to think.
They went from the 10 gays to the $100 bills, those guys. Holy
Four wins in 18 games.
Don't understand it at all. How about, like, Drake? Good on them. Just battling. Lanigan battling. League's just all over the map. Wraps up here, though, pretty quick, and then into playoffs. It's going to be really interesting to see how those teams do in provincials and in league.
I wonder if they're going to do a modified bracket. Yeah, you're right, though. This is the last weekend of the regular season in the Long Lake. Looks like Wadena has already locked in the one seed out there. So although they did lose to Foam Lake, it was kind of a little bit of a meaningless game in a sense.
What is their playoff structure out there?
The playoff format in the Long Lake, just found it. Shout out Long Lake. Not a great website, but you do have this on there. First place bye. So Wadena's going to get a bye. And then obviously 2-7, 3-6, 4-5 for the three seeds that are going to join Wadena in the semis, right? So the Wagons get a bye, which is going to be helpful probably so they can focus on their senior A matchup for the next couple of weeks.
Right.
That's the Long Lake.
Hey, let's go Sask Prairie Hockey League hunting. And it's amazing what's going on here, fellas. The Meota Combines are tied in the standings with the Neilburg Monarchs and the Weaponettes that are in net for Neilburg. Oh, we are all on the Neilburg.
We are. We're on that train.
They win 10-4 last Saturday over Maidstone. Keep rolling, as does Maidstone. Tegan Peters, not Little Chief, number 90, 3 goals, 1 assist. Caleb Bench.
Bench.
Benchman, it says. Yeah. What is it?
Bench.
2-2 for Neilburg over Maidstone.
They got another weapon.
The brothers Lightfoot in Maidstone. No points.
Gordon's, I think Dallas Folk's cousin, second shout out of the show, Dallas Folk. His cousin, Obi Walker.
Yeah.
He just came back from, like, I think NCAA Div 3. He was playing for the Rochester Institute of Technology. He actually wore the C there last year.
I wonder what he took.
Just moved back mid-season to Neilburg.
Yeah.
3 games, 12 points. He's late addition. So he could put them over the edge against the old Meota Combines, I feel.
What's the school name?
Rochester Institute of Technology.
Ooh.
Sounds smart.
Sounds like he's a math guy.
Think so? Technology? Institute of Technology? He could fix photocopiers.
Big undergraduate guy.
I just want to, I know I'm going totally off the rails here, but I want to go back because I feel bad. I have not given them mud. These guys have the scores. I just want to go top five. Cody Spagrud from Gull Lake's got 28 points out there. Turner Somerville's got 24. He's from Etonia. Tanner Kendall from Shauneman's got 23. Cooper Hillworth with 22. And Lane Sanderson from your Maple Creek Hawks, Shink's got 21 points. The highest goal is 16. Somebody's got 16 goals. Tanner Kendall. So shout out to those guys for burying in Div 5 the mud.
The Maple Creek Steamers.
You know how I was just going to say, you know how all these WHL teams are doing like different jerseys, like the Prince Albert Raiders.
Should take like the shit emoji.
No, the Maple Creek stinky cans, and just have a picture of that Esso on the highway. What's the Prince Albert one? The Cobra chickens.
That was good.
Swift Current did the
Slough Sharks.
Yeah,
Slough Sharks.
Yeah. That was good too.
I think Swifty was maybe they kind of started that in the dub, and it's kind of catching on.
Let's go, senior teams. Get some third jerseys. Auction them off.
It's always auction season. Hey, Sask East Hockey League out there, they're winding down the regular season schedule. Looks like it's a lock that Kenora is going to be the one seed in the north and Rokenville is going to be the one seed in the south. They are both 11-1 with some breathing room out there. What do we got this weekend? Friday night, Rock City goes into Langenberg, two geographical rivals, Swan Valley's in Theodore. And then Saturday, Theodore goes to Wapella and Kenora goes to Swan Valley. That
Kenora is a freaking haul, eh? No, sorry, Swan Valley, I mean.
That's Minnetonas, right? Is where they play out of?
I don't know.
I believe.
It's a long way. No, I think they got a junior A team there too, don't they? Swan Valley Axemen, or is that the senior team?
Sorry. That's the senior team. The Stampeders is the...
Swan Valley's got a junior A team, I thought.
Right, but they play out of Minnetonas.
Oh.
I just want to keep saying that. Minnetonas and District Arena is where they play. They'll be hosting Kenora on Saturday night.
So that could be a good game. Winding down?
Yeah, this weekend and then next weekend as well, but...
Swan Valley Stampeders.
Let's look at the Audgie's step cousin's kid's boyfriend is leading the league. Taylor Thompson, 12 games, 63 points.
Wow.
Something a night. He's got a 18-point lead on the scoring title against Riley Zimmer. And then Bruce's boy, Carter Cockburn, is in the three hole for the Swan Valley Minnetonas.
Relocators. Yeah,
big shout out Taylor Thompson making his presence known out there in the Saskatchewan East Hockey League.
Should we jump to the Qu'Appelle Valley Highway Hockey League, where there again another league where there's a lot of stuff going on? Yes. For Lumsden. What are they, 8 in a row?
The Beach Boys are humming right now. They're going to be known as the Beach Boys for the rest of the season.
If you don't know the joke, you got to listen to like a few episodes ago. And then
Surfing USA. Yeah. Wagon.
Cutlass.
Lumsden on a roll. Ray Moore was flying so high. They went into Lumsden on Friday and Lumsden beat them 5-2. Game sheet not available. Come on, Lumsden. Be better. Saturday in the league, Ray Moore bounce back 9-5 over Grenfell. That's a big comeback win right there. Good job, Raymore Rockets. Southie beat Bethune 5-4, and Lumsden kept a humming 5-1 over Milestone. Dawson McCauley in net gets the win, and Lumsden was led by. Let's get Jack Flamin.
Damian Bentz. I'm looking at Lumsden. He's leading their team. He's got 26 points. To me, and I'll be honest, I haven't seen him play yet this year. They look to have like a pretty like deep, well-rounded, like their leading scorers. They got like six guys that are all over 20 points. So seems they've got some depth, not leaning on one or two guys. Lumsden could be a playoff type team, I think, this year. The Beach Boys.
To the Bentsy Glenn Bents.
The Beach Boys are going to be a force.
Season is winding down this weekend. Lumsden and Raymore again in Raymore. So I wonder what the scheduling deal was there, where they have to go back at it again because they just played. Balcarres on Tuesday beat Raymore 8-3.
Balcarres is hot right now too.
Yeah,
they've won eight or nine out of their last 10. They're going to be a force as well. The big weapons out there.
Look strong out there. So, yeah, that's how it's going. Leading scorer in the league. I know you're wondering. It is Chase Sarah. Sari?
Are you sure that's Sarah. Not the junior C? You know how they have junior C on their site?
Junior that's
so confusing.
Junior C leading scorer? Taylor
Give him
Johnson.
A shout out.
Taylor Johnson from the
Chasten Sarah. Raymore.
Chasten Sarah. Yeah.
Is it a Sarah or is it a Sare?
That's what I said. Not sure. There's no you know. Excellent, de la, whatever it's called. So, yeah, there's your Coppell Valley Highway Hockey League. Lots going on there. Playoffs going to be really interesting.
Hey, and just to mention, Friday night here, Provincials gets underway for one of those teams. The Bethune Bull Weapons are home to Drake tonight, Friday night, in Bethune. So if you're looking for something to do tonight, Bethune's hosting Provincial A game out there. Saturday, St. Walberg goes to Leroy in Senior A, and Bredenbury goes to Davidson on Saturday, Senior C. And then we got a little Sunday soiree in Rosetown. The Kenora Cobra Chickens roll into the Banner Barn for a Sunday afternoon tilt. So that's what's on the big board that Millsy put together for us, PowerPoint Excel sheet style of provincial action that's going down. Looks like Raymore is home to Wynyard on Monday.
Yeah, it's a, is it Monday or Tuesday?
Looks like the 29th. I think that's a
Monday night tilt.
Why wouldn't a guy go to the freaking launch pad on a Monday?
If you drive, I'll go.
Linford had the night off, so they not flying anywhere.
He
so
parachuted they... in.
I don't mind the midweek provincial tilts.
That's not midweek, man. That's start of the week.
I'm just, Monday morning.
When I just meant over. Like non-weekend tilts, I guess, is what I was
that's
trying.
Like, that's the end of a 4-4. Holy.
Yeah, that's 4-day heater and yeah.
Guy's trying to jockey his way through the week, and he's got to go freaking play hockey Monday night.
Yeah. What, gone all weekend? You got to explain to the wife you got to go out for a little Monday night action. That's fun, though. Those two teams are close geographically, so you know it's still going to be a full barn.
Do you got anything on the Sask Alta? Is that our last league?
Looking at it right now, Paradise Hill Hawks lead the way. They've played a couple more games than Wainwright and Lashburn, two more for to be exact, but Paradise Hill controls their own destiny in terms of seeding for playoffs, and I think they'll probably win out and take the one seed. Lashburn and Wainwright are jostling for the second position. I believe they might actually play tonight. Yeah, Lashburn in Wainwright tonight. That could have huge playoff seeding implications there. Let's call that our game of the week. Sask Alta Hockey League, Lash Vegas in Wainwright tonight. Both teams technically still do have a chance at the number one, more than likely playing for second, though. Paradise Hill home to Dewberry. That would do them a huge solid if they can win that for that number one seed. Hillmond in Meadow Lake. And then Saturday, Meadow Lake's home to Vermilion. Wainwright goes into Dewberry, and Hillmond is home to Kitscotty. Lashburn gets Elk Point. So winding down for sure. They do have a bunch of games next weekend as well, so not the final weekend out there.
So Wainwright, we love their gear. Nice toque, nice hat. Great, I mentioned it last. They got a picture on the website of them in their dressing room with the provincial AA banner last year. If you look really close, those could be the nicest freaking hockey stalls, anything not NHL I've ever seen in my life.
They do it upright.
They yeah. do it up. That'd be a fun thing to go and do. Maybe they need to hire like play-by-play guys for that. That'd be a freaking party. Alberta AA senior. Would that be good? We've had a lot of people request us come out for provincials this year too, to come watch. It's like, ugh, it's so hard to get to. Maybe this Monday might be the play. A launch patty. Is that all the leagues?
We talked about the Wheatland, right?
Started with the Sweetland. Okay, yeah. Big game of the week.
Tisdale, game of the month. Yeah, Lasted right. First out. Seed. Yeah. Sorry, Wheatland. You ain't first, you're last, but they were first this week. So
they were buzzing. Yeah.
Okay. Let's get into that top 10. Before we start, why don't you read last week's Millsy top 10?
Well, why don't you give a plug to the sponsor as we try and find it?
Boys are really humming tonight. We need a producer that just hands us this stuff. The top 10 is brought to you by General Well Servicing, one of the day group of companies, southeastern Saskatchewan, southwestern Manitoba. Oil field work is buzzing out there. They're hiring. They pay really well. So if you're looking for a change of pace, if you're looking for, in all likelihood, a pay increase, and you want to get your hands dirty out there, give Foul Supper a call. Look them up. Look us up. We'll get you in contact. Tell them the Monday Nooner sent you, and you're almost guaranteed to get hired, at least for a couple of weeks.
We'll give you a stickers for your hard hat. Last week's honorable mentions. Shane, who are the honorable mentions?
We had Craik, Rock City, and Cornac in our loose edition of the top 10.
It was nice. Quick, in and out. 10 was Keniston, 9 Kenora. I almost said Corona. 8 Redvers, 7 Central Butte. They were the fellas and the ladies in Central Butte. Really pumped to see that. 6 was Lumsden, 5 Paradise Hill, 4 Raymore, 3 Mooseman, 2 Wadena, and number 1 was Wilkie. All right, let's get her going for this week.
We're going to get started this week, but I am going to say Boz is back. He's tightened up the ship. Things have changed.
I didn't have anything to do with any of it. Let's be honest with
this week,
Mr. Stalin.
This week, I didn't have much to do with this week. I just kind of, I'm just here for the ride, boys.
Went with the flow. I'll start with the HMs.
I'm just here for the McBride and the ride.
HMs, our first HM, our fellas, Shank, Central Butte, the Flyers. We love them.
Okay, I did have something to do with that.
All right, Doddsland.
Yeah, who had something to do with Doddsland in there too?
It's about time the Crossroads got a little Nooner love.
And we're all on this train. We're on the Nielberg train. It's our third HM of the night.
Love the Narcs.
Honorable mention. All right, number 10 team in the province this week, according to the Monday Nooner.
Number 10.
From the Sask East Hockey League. The Kenora Snow Chickens.
Number 9.
In at number 9 from the Big Sexy. They beat Mooseman last weekend. They're always good. They're always there at the end. The Redvers.
Number 8.
Rockets.
Buzzing in at number 8. We love them. QVHL. Gubba's boys. The Bell Harris Maple Leafs.
Number 7.
Dropping a bit after that shocking overtime loss. Maybe not that shocking. Let's pay some respect to FL, but they're dropping to number 7, the Wadena Wildcats.
Number 6.
Out of the Sask Elta Hockey League, we just talked about them. They've got a clear path to the number 1 seed, led by Lane Young with 53 points so far this season, the Paradise Hill Hawks.
Number 5.
Coming in at number 5, another jump up from last week. Never count these guys out. They're on their way. They want number 1 again, boys. I don't know if they'll get there. That's their goal. Dubliz from Keniston.
Number 4.
Number 4 in the 4-pack. The team that upset Wadena. Partial upset last week. They're moving up. The Foam Lake Reschedulers.
Number 3.
These guys go from a number 1 to a number 2 out of the top 10 and now back in all the way at number 3. This one's got my fingerprints all over it because they weren't in last week. I like them. I like their A&W. It's a very convenient stop on the way from Saskatoon to Regina. The Davidson Cyclones. Provincials open up this weekend and they got a bye in the Sask Valley. Modified best out of 3 soiree this weekend.
Number 2.
All right, boys. Number 2 from just down the road from us, the Kokomos, the Beach Boys from Lumsden. Everybody's gonna
surfing USA. Surfing Senior A. They're going for a banner this year.
The number 1 senior hockey team in the province.
And the number 1 team in Saskatchewan. Census Division 13, Rural Municipality, Buffalo, number 409. It is a train station stop on the Canadian Pacific Railway line from Portage to Saskatoon and Edmonton. The Wilkie Outlaws, the number 1 team in Saskatchewan, according to the Monday Nooner for General Well Servicing and the Day Group of Companies. Always hiring, absolute weapon. Let's give another plug. You got to give the Play Now plug.
Yeah. Also the home of former co-host guest Josh Miller and the home of the Homestead Inn.
Yes.
Wilkie, by the way. Everyone who goes from Saskatoon to Edmonton, make sure they stop in Wilkie was home of the world's largest grasshopper, but they took it down a few years ago.
Saskatoon to Edmonton, stop in Wilkie. Why the hell would you
go that way? That's what you said in your little spiel there.
I said a train. The train, Canadian Pacific train.
You were talking kind of fast. I thought you said it on the Trans-Canada. You were buzzing. Whatever. You're snapping it around high and tight.
At least they won't be blocking the highway.
PlayNow.com, official. What's the action for this weekend's football games? Have you looked?
I took KC. I bet on it already.
I think I'm going to take the 3.5 with KC.
Think fucking ball.
Never bet against Patty Ice in the playoffs.
PlayNow.com. You put in $10 and you put in the promo code Nooner. You get 50 free in the sports book and 50 free in the casino. I love that Shane keeps sending us pictures of how he's doing on playing the slappers. And then he said, just
it's
be hardcore.
So fun.
Be hardcore and get two screens going.
And I said, like, I was up, then I went all the way down and then went right back up to where I was. Like, this is free money. This is fun.
House money. Responsibly, of course, using your game sense at all times. I like Detroit in the other game. I think I'm going to take the points with the Lions. I'm loving that feel-good story in Detroit. But
8 points.
Is it eight now?
It's up to you. Does that make you like it more or less?
More. It was 7, I think, when I looked at first. I like that. I'll take the touchdown. That's a lot in a championship game. Lions are pesky.
I like one full unit on Laporta for a touchdown, paying 2.5.
Sammy balls.
2.5. Get down to play now. Have some fun with the Nooner. We'd appreciate it if you punched in that code. They've had a good run. Lots of rural Saskatchewan people signing up, which is what they wanted. So it's really good. And again, the promo code is Nooner.
No brainer. $10. You get a hundo to play with. It's a no brainer.
I'm going to throw this out there just because it's not looking too bad. You guys know I'm an Oiler fan. I put a half a unit on Chicago tonight. The money line was 4.75 for Chicago. I know they're terrible, but the Oilers got to lose eventually. It probably won't be tonight, but that number, man, I thought was crazy.
Too juicy.
For a professional league.
Borderline Saskatchewan, Alberta AA senior team.
Right now, 100%. 100%.
PlayNow.com. What did we miss? Anything?
We're buzzing. We're good.
Get in on the bracket challenge. You mentioned it off the top. 6 o'clock Friday, the deadline. Once that closes, we'll start posting out the scoreboards. Can't wait to jap about that.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Awesome. Pretty cool interview coming up next week, Monday, for the regular show.